This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the measures either heard in committee or debated on the Senate floor.
Senate Congress Resolution 51 and 52 be taken up for adoption.
On Monday afternoon, Missouri Senate action was taken on Senate Concurrent Resolutions 51 and 52, which disapproved the regulation filed by the State Tax Commission on December 29, 2015, that established new values for certain agricultural and horticultural property, as explained on the Senate floor by Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit.
This is the wrong time for us to be raising taxes on our number one industry.
During debate, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur voiced her concern that this would take revenue away from schools.
One of the political subdivisions that might benefit would be the school districts.
The combined Senate Concurrent Resolution 51 and 52 received final approval and were sent to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr.
Tuesday
President.
Tuesday saw time spent debating Senate Bill 572, a measure that would modify provisions relating to municipal courts. Sponsor Senator Eric Schmidt of Glendale tells his colleagues this comes after last year's Senate Bill 5 became law.
Mayors were compelling police forces to arrest a certain number of people every month, to write a certain number of traffic tickets every month, or their jobs would be in jeopardy.
During debate, Senator Shoup talked about a couple she met from a St. Louis suburb who have endured the new ways that have been found to get around the new Max Creek law.
Continuously fined for various things, and that the gentleman had served in jail for, I think he said, 3 days.
Senate Bill 572 has been given final Missouri Senate approval and now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
This is a bill that will actually allow our protections that are given to us in our Constitution.
Wednesday also saw the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee hear testimony on Senate Bill 731, a measure that would remove the current ban on carrying concealed firearms in higher education institutions, but allow institutions to ban concealed firearms under certain conditions. Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown is the sponsor.
Well, this is our Second Amendment rights. That Second Amendment right allows us the ability to protect ourselves.
During discussion, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City said colleges and universities may have to be considered differently.
When you're dealing with students on college campuses, there are so many variables that we have to consider.
No final committee action has yet been taken on Senate Bill 731. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.